Have you ever wondered why some days you feel unstoppably brilliant while others leave you drained and disconnected? The secret may lie not in your circumstances, but in your personal vibration. Penny Pierce's groundbreaking work, Frequency, has become a touchstone for those seeking to understand how energy shapes our reality, with celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and thought leaders like Deepak Chopra recommending it for its transformative insights. This isn't just another self-help book, it's a comprehensive roadmap for navigating what Pierce calls the intuition age, where our increasing sensitivity to vibration and energy becomes our greatest asset rather than a burden. As our world accelerates through unprecedented change, this work stands as one of the most influential texts explaining why so many people feel simultaneously overwhelmed and on the verge of breakthrough. As our world accelerates through unprecedented change, this work stands as one of the most influential texts explaining why so many people feel simultaneously overwhelmed and on the verge of breakthrough. Whether you're experiencing unexplained physical symptoms, emotional volatility, or a sense that something big is shifting in your life, understanding frequency principles offers a framework that makes sense of the chaos and reveals the extraordinary potential hidden within these challenging times. We're living through a pivotal evolutionary moment, a transformation from perceiving ourselves as separate physical beings to experiencing ourselves as vibrational entities in a vibrational universe. This shift isn't just philosophical, it's changing how reality functions at fundamental levels. The world is accelerating energetically, and our personal vibrations are rising in response. This creates both challenge and opportunity. We're becoming more sensitive, more aware, more empathic, but also potentially more overwhelmed if we don't understand what's happening. Many of us experience emotional tailspins, energy-draining relationships, or overwhelming stimulation without recognizing these as symptoms of our evolving sensitivity. This transformation follows a 9-phase process that affects everyone uniquely. In early phases, spirit merges with our physical reality, creating a thinning of boundaries between dimensions. As our frequency increases, our subconscious mind begins emptying its contents, repressed memories, emotional wounds, limiting beliefs, all demanding to be faced. This explains why many people feel their lives breaking down, with relationships ending, career shifting, and identities dissolving. When this process intensifies, we often resist by retreating into comfort zones or doubling down on controlling behaviors. But eventually, we reach a turning point, a moment of surrender, where we stop fighting and simply let go. This surrender isn't defeat, but liberation, allowing us to discover our home frequency, our soul's natural vibration. From this centered place, we re-emerge like the phoenix, experiencing life with new clarity and purpose. The later phases bring revolutionary changes to relationships and group experiences as we recognize our interconnection with all life. We develop natural telepathy, empathy, and intuitive knowing. Eventually, enlightenment grounds itself in every aspect of material existence. We experience heaven on earth not as a distant goal, but as our natural state. Understanding this process provides context for the disorienting experiences many face today. What seems like breakdown is actually breakthrough, the necessary dismantling of outdated structures to make way for something far more expansive and authentic. Our world isn't composed of solid objects, but of energy moving at different speeds. Einstein's E equals mc squared revealed that matter is simply compacted energy, while quantum mechanics shows that subatomic particles exist as both particles and waves depending on how we observe them. We live in a vast electromagnetic spectrum spanning 81 octaves of radiation, from radio waves to gamma rays, most of which we can't perceive with our physical senses alone. Yet our bodies constantly interact with these invisible frequencies. Scientists have discovered magnetite crystals in human brain tissue that respond to Earth's magnetic fields, similar to how whales navigate oceans. Research shows that Earth's base resonant frequency, the Schumann resonance, has increased from 7.8 to 8.6 cycles per second in recent decades, while its magnetic field has weakened significantly, changes that may be linked to our collective evolution in consciousness. Within our bodies, vibrations exist at multiple levels. The slowest oscillations are our breathing and heartbeat, followed by the electrical activity of our brain and nervous system, then biochemical processes, cellular vibrations, molecules, atoms, and finally quantum particles. This descent through vibratory levels moves from low frequency to high frequency, ultimately transforming into pure energy and awareness beyond time and space. Our brains produce four categories of electrical waves, each corresponding to different states of awareness. Beta waves, 13 to 40 Hz, during alert mental activity. Alpha waves, 8 to 13 Hz, during relaxed alertness and creativity. Theta waves, 4 to 8 Hz, during drowsiness, dreaming, and intuitive perception. And delta waves, 1 to 4 Hz, during deep sleep and healing. These brain states correlate directly with consciousness levels. Faster beta waves create shallow, linear awareness, while slower waves access deeper, more unified states of consciousness. As we become more sensitive, we develop the ability to directly perceive these invisible waves and fields without technological mediation. We can sense subtle influences, feel when we enter different vibrational fields, detect approaching events before they happen, and intentionally work with vibrations to achieve specific goals. This emerging sensitivity represents the next great human skill set, one that will transform how we navigate reality itself. We are all born vibrationally sensitive. Even in the womb, the embryo's developing heart cells attune to the mother's heartbeat. Newborns exist in a world of vibrational communication, primarily connected through heart-to-heart exchanges with their caregivers. This natural empathy shows when infants react to other babies' cries or when toddlers attempt to comfort others in distress. While some researchers identify about 15-20% of people as highly sensitive, the truth is we're all equally sensitive. We simply have different degrees of consciousness about our sensitivity. Our culture's emphasis on analysis and competition trains us away from our natural empathetic abilities, while early emotional wounds can shut down our sensitivity as a protective mechanism. From birth, we develop systems for navigating life through feeling. Depending on our early experiences, we create feeling habits that either keep us open and radiant or contracted in self-protection. When our unconditional love encounters receptive, empathetic responses, our reality is validated. But when our energy meets fear, shut-down hearts, or rejection, it bounces back, creating disorientation and pain. To survive, we adapt by matching our parents' beliefs and body postures, flowing energy only where it's accepted. We learn to hold back our radiance, mistaking agreement with others' limitations for love. These early adaptations become our feeling habits, determining how we hold our bodies and how much of ourselves we allow to shine. These unhealthy feeling habits generally fall into two categories: flight responses, numbing ourselves through addictions, escaping into fantasy, developing codependent relationships, or fight responses, projecting blame onto others, becoming compulsive problem solvers, controlling through manipulation. Both patterns represent ways we avoid facing uncomfortable feelings or attempt to control our environment rather than process our emotions. Healthy feeling habits, by contrast, include allowing yourself to feel without self-judgment, permitting others their authenticity, consciously noticing frequencies without changing to match lower ones, keeping awareness open in the present moment, and trusting yourself without needing to impress others. As we move into the accelerating frequencies of the intuition age, these unhealthy patterns surface for healing. The more we've adapted to limited circumstances and conditional love, the more overwhelmed we feel by today's faster vibrational stimulation. Transforming these patterns requires identifying what isn't working, understanding compassionately why we developed these patterns, and practicing healthier alternatives. Negative vibrations can trap us in downward spirals that seem inescapable. When our frequency drops, we struggle to remember our unlimited potential and create more negative experiences, which further lowers our frequency in a destructive cycle. We get stuck in negative vibrations through several common patterns: not recognizing when a growth cycle is complete, not using what we've been given or wanting more than we can use, having experiences that trigger memories of past negative events, focusing on what's not, what hasn't happened, or what we don't like, projecting our energy into other people's lives or fictitious realities, becoming attached to our creations, habits, and identities, and becoming drained from too much negativity and conflict. Despite these struggles, we're all floating down a river headed toward knowing ourselves as soul. As our personal vibration evolves to higher frequencies, along with the planet, we simply cannot stay stuck as long as we used to. Clearing fears and subconscious blocks happens much faster than before. We no longer need years of therapy. Healing can occur in the present moment through repeatedly choosing soul reality over our personal history of woundedness. Since we are vibrational beings moving through a sea of vibrations, we must master blending with constantly changing energy dynamics. This requires learning a new use of willpower, not about resisting or controlling, but about choosing. The two basic choices are: feel expansive and connected to your soul's high vibrations, or feel contracted and immersed in suffering's low vibrations. When stuck, simply suspend the old contracted pattern and allow the natural flow to reveal what wants to happen next. Follow the flow as it moves through cycles of doing and being, recognizing the natural crests, beginnings, and troughs, endings in your life wave. The most challenging times are often the turning points, especially at the trough when things are fading and you must release what's outmoded. When we're stuck in negative vibrations, we've lost connection with our soul's presence and unity with life. Every missing piece of soul lowers our frequency, as does fragmenting our awareness. Raising our frequency means relaxing to experience more of our soul, not through willpower, but by clearing mental and emotional clutter. Simple acts like smiling, visualizing better realities, or engaging more deeply with life allow our innately high frequency to shine through. Inside you exists an amazing vibration, your home frequency that conveys your soul's love, truth, abundance, and joy. It bubbles up from your quantum entities through your cells, remaining dependably consistent. When you attune your fluctuating daily vibration to this naturally high frequency energy, your life stabilizes with luck, meaning, and enjoyment. As you reach the crescendo of clearing unhealthy feeling habits, life becomes intense and chaotic. Your old reality destabilizes as your soul breaks through, causing you to lose goals, possessions, people, or parts of your identity. Don't backtrack into fear. Your soul is saying it's time to discover who you really are. This is where the phoenix burns and turns to gold. Finding your home frequency is the transformation process's turning point. When you think you're falling into emptiness, you're actually returning to fullness. When the old stops, the new begins. When panic and complexity peak, you need to hit pause, suspend internal dialogue, shift from problem state to pleasure, enter your body deeply, calm yourself, listen for silence, and take up more space. Then you're home. Sometimes the process of returning to your home frequency must be repeated before your new soul-based reality takes hold. By repeatedly choosing spaciousness over negative thought patterns, you can avoid predicted negative outcomes and discover peace. In your home frequency, you experience an uncluttered being with life that brings relief. Your deeper self explores multiple reality options while you simply remain present. Like fruit ripening, you can't force the process, it happens in its own time. Without needing willpower, you first feel relief, then childlike fullness, then anticipation of something wonderful being born. Finding your home frequency requires bringing attention fully into your body because your soul is saturated throughout it. However, your body tends to resonate with environmental frequencies, temporarily camouflaging your home frequency with lower vibrations. When overwhelmed, your mind tends to space out or project elsewhere. Being truly in your body means experiencing life directly, like an animal, responding immediately without analysis, honestly engaged with each action. Perhaps the most direct path to your home frequency is activating your heart awareness. Research shows the heart generates the body's most powerful electromagnetic field, 60 times stronger than the brain's, detectable several feet away. Negative emotions create erratic, incoherent heart rhythms, while positive emotions produce coherent patterns associated with increased efficiency in bodily systems, reduced mental chatter, emotional balance, and enhanced mental clarity. While your home frequency is indeed high, trying to artificially elevate your vibration through willpower actually creates a brittle quality that takes you farther from your naturally high state. You don't generate your home frequency, it always radiates freely. Simply relax into it. The more honest you are, the easier it is to stay attuned to your most real self. As the newly risen phoenix, you now face re-entering the world with a new, normal reality where you may routinely experience synchronicity, telepathy, right action before conscious thought, and direct knowing. Your heightened sensitivity allows you to discern physical and emotional sensations more acutely. Conscious sensitivity, the ability to immediately perceive subtle information from physical or non-physical sources and discern its meaning as it occurs, becomes your new power of awareness. Engaging with the world now becomes less about ambition or conquest and more about sensing your way into shared experiences. Feeling into means using your sensitivity to penetrate something, merge with it, and briefly become it. This allows you to know objects, people, and situations directly by a kind of osmosis. Your body becomes like a tuning fork, registering data by matching vibratory states, while your home frequency helps you decipher this information. When you let go of preconceptions and truly feel into something, whether person, plant, or problem, extraordinary knowledge reveals itself. By temporarily merging with another's viewpoint, you gain direct access to their needs and secrets. Feel into a plant and know it needs water because you feel thirsty. Feel into your pet and know it wants a walk because you feel restless. This direct knowing bypasses intellectual analysis. When you feel into life, you develop deeper care for everything, and what you care about reciprocates. Rather than labeling things as not me and keeping yourself separate, you experience them as energy within your personal field. Anything you notice becomes part of you. By merging with the form of objects, you perceive from their viewpoint, understanding what it's like to be wood or steel, to have four legs or rounded edges. Your brain has three levels, each perceiving differently. The upper neocortex handles abstract conceptual perception, with the left hemisphere governing analytical thought and language, and the right hemisphere handling pattern recognition, intuition, and creativity. The midbrain governs sensory perception, connecting you to the world through similarity and affection. The lower reptile brain is survival-oriented, perceiving through instinctive attraction, repulsion, and fight or flight responses. You are highly sensitive to truth and lies, safety and danger. When information registers in your reptile brain, it manifests as either yes, expansion, or no, contraction. These aren't mere bodily quirks. They're your personal discernment system. Truth signals feel expansive, energy rising, becoming active or bouncy, feeling hot for an idea, lightheadedness, enthusiasm with butterflies. Anxiety signals feel contractive, energy dropping, recoiling, darkening or tightening, coolness, sinking stomach feelings, repulsion, heaviness. Our bodies constantly register collective experiences. You may be sensing not just your own feelings, but those of others around you, or even broader societal shifts. Your body can even know things in other times and spaces. Many people report knowing about crises, deaths, or windfalls before they happen. In the unified field, distance and time are irrelevant. Knowing is immediate and omnipresent. The people in your life reflect your vibration. Whether your relationships flow perfectly or are emotionally upsetting, it's because the other person has a frequency pattern similar to yours. Those who populate your world frequency match with you. If someone appears in your life and your inner perceiver notices them, you share a common personal vibration. When you come together, your personal fields merge, creating a relationship field that sources your experience as a couple, bringing shared resources like energy, wisdom, and access to new talents. People with highly dissimilar vibratory patterns simply don't occur in each other's realities. You establish the frequency of your personal field, the radiance of your personal vibration, and people of similar frequency simply arise from your field in response to mutual need. We don't actually attract others like magnets attract iron filings. When souls have natural resonance, they simply appear to each other. When the resonance changes, they disappear. Relationships change or end when one person's vibrational field shifts. After a spiritual breakthrough, certain people cannot occur in your field anymore unless they have a matching breakthrough. When a karmic period finishes, the vibration changes instantly, precipitating a sudden shift in the relationship's form. Just as individuals have a home frequency, relationships develop their own home frequency from the merged hearts of both people. When a relationship resonates at its home frequency, attunement becomes natural and love grows steadily. This shared state of mutual open-heartedness creates safety and compassion, allowing both partners to clearly see the frequency matching process between them. When centered in your home frequency, giving and receiving become magical rather than transactional. You give generously without calculation and receive things you didn't know you needed. The shared relationship field regulates what needs to be known and done, placing ideas and motives within both partners. Your relationships contain information about your growth and healing process. The more you include others as aspects of yourself, the more telepathic and empathic you become. However, attempting to heal your own wounds by fixing others doesn't work. Because we occupy mutually inclusive energy fields, healing yourself raises the vibration you share with others, making it easier for them to release their own pain. Mastering relationship resonance requires understanding the cycling nature of interaction. Life constantly oscillates between levels of identity, giving and receiving, clarity/love, and confusion/fear. The more fluid you are, the less you stop the wave, the more balanced your relationships become. In the intuition age, problem solving involves consulting with energy flow and collective consciousness rather than isolated analysis. Traditional problem solving isolated issues, stopped the flow, and focused on changing something we disliked. In contrast, vibrational problem solving makes decisions based on soul criteria rather than ego, seeing everyone and everything as connected and cooperative. The soul's only problem is how to shift you from separation perception into unity experience. The solution is revealing your destiny, your highest frequency life, where you discover unlimited talents and do what you most enjoy. In your destiny, you experience harmonious energy flow, perfect timing, and divine guidance. Problems become soul messages, and problem solving becomes simply living. Your soul creates situations for direct learning experiences. It cares about the lessons you learn, not the external circumstances themselves. Problems indicate where you've stopped your energy flow, pointing to experiences you need to have or misperceptions to correct. Rather than seeking strategies to change situations, relax into them to discover what your soul wants you to notice. In the intuition age, solutions become revelations of a fuller way of being rather than mere fixes. They often reveal perfect paths your mind could never conceive, where everything you've done suddenly has purpose and weaves together harmoniously. Traditional decision-making involves weighing pros and cons of options, gathering data, analyzing it, and projecting outcomes, a process that can become paralyzing when kept solely in the mind. By centering first in your home frequency's calm inner world, you can use sensitivity to find insights that put even complex situations in proper perspective. When you change your vibration, everything in your world shifts correspondingly. By taking time to sense how your inner blueprint is changing, you create space for inspiration and can see why certain directions no longer feel right. This small pause to realign with your soul's desires reestablishes healthy energy flow, allowing solutions to emerge naturally. In the accelerated energy of the intuition age, change is becoming more stable than physical form. Solutions may last days instead of months or years, as everyone's choices constantly affect each other in a complex holographic dance. The key to planning now is staying in the present moment, which is expandable like an elastic ball. When you inhale or stretch your mind, the moment expands to include more of the timeline and collective wisdom. When you exhale or concentrate, you focus on specific actions. Upscale solutions promote the highest level of soul expression for everyone affected. They acknowledge life's interconnectedness and avoid shortcuts that cause long-term damage. These solutions have no place for fear-based behaviors like meanness or deception. They facilitate healing and truth, correct misperceptions, help important information surface, and shift thinking from either-or to inclusive both-and perspectives. Materialization begins with the soul, independent of conscious mind. Your soul creates situations needed for growth, always coordinating with other souls. Life's plan self-corrects like a stream finding new channels around obstacles, with necessary experiences reappearing until fully engaged. Your world materializes as an extension of your personal vibration, a mixture of your soul's high frequency and the shadows cast by your blockages. These shadows manifest as problems that teach life lessons. Mind and feelings play a secondary role, either blocking or easing the soul's intentions, depending on what you choose to focus on, loving soul or fearful ego. Materialization begins with attention, noticing an idea already existing in your reality. As you focus on it, the idea takes on psychic weight, becoming denser as it moves through the octaves of thought and feeling into form. This process doesn't involve attracting something from a distance. Rather, the idea resonates down through your personal vibration, passing through the brain's three levels and gradually taking shape until it's perceived as real. Creation is a collaborative process. Everything you materialize is co-created with other souls and even particles, all in partnership with the divine. When you become clear about wanting something, other souls naturally shift their desires to help manifest it, as it benefits their growth too. Our desires don't deprive others. Rather, our collective desires shift to accommodate what we all want. The materialization process follows 7 key steps. First, appreciate what you already have and fully use it. Second, clear negative thinking and dissolve existing forms blocking expansion. Third, recenter in your home frequency to discover your highest vision. Fourth, notice your idea, pay attention, and engage all senses with it. Fifth, optimize your personal vibration and connect with the unified field. Sixth, include all beings in your materializing process, knowing they're helping both your growth and theirs. Finally, keep paying attention until the new reality feels normal. Wanting something and focusing on it with positive emotions doesn't guarantee results. Your soul may have other plans, or frequency principles may be blocking manifestation. Manifestation can be blocked when you're motivated by negative emotions like fear or greed, when your body can't feel the outcome as real or comfortable, or when you unconsciously reject abundance because you don't feel entitled to it. Success in the intuition age begins with perception. See your world as high frequency, and you become high frequency. See yourself as high frequency, and your world follows suit. When manifestation falters, instead of asking, "What's wrong with me?" you ask, "Which part of the process am I forgetting to honor?" As you reach the final phases of transformation, you realize how far you've come. You've shifted from identifying as merely a physical body with thoughts and emotions to experiencing yourself as interpenetrating fields of awareness vibrating at octaves of your soul's home frequency. By dissolving shadows and allowing energy to flow freely, you've uncovered your true self made of diamond light and love. The transformation process isn't linear, but occurs in waves. You'll experience breakthroughs and moments of crystal clarity, then find yourself lost in collective confusion again. Yet each time, returning to your home frequency becomes easier and more natural. The universe conspires to help those living their destiny. Even as your life seems to break apart, inside, you're becoming softer, less contracted, and filled with your soul's diamond light. A curious phenomenon emerges as you progress. While the world seems increasingly chaotic, you may find yourself feeling lighter and more cheerful. This isn't callousness. Your compassion actually increases dramatically. You simply see more clearly when people are caught in ego dramas and victim consciousness. Enlightenment isn't an endpoint, but an ongoing path where the goal expands as you approach it. It's often defined as waking up to your inner divinity and perceiving your authentic self. Your worldly personality fades as you recognize yourself as pure consciousness, experiencing peace free from craving and suffering, and union with all that is. As transformation progresses, empathetic resonance becomes your preferred perception mode. True empathy transcends merely feeling others' pain. It's direct knowing through vibration filtered through your heart. Research from the Institute of Heart Math shows the heart's electromagnetic field communicates information between people, with one person's brainwaves synchronizing to another's heartbeat. While empathy relates to sensitivity and feeling oneness, compassion is a broader understanding that recognizes love as the core of every being and situation. Compassion will soon surpass competition as Earth's main evolutionary method, potentially changing our bodies, strengthening immune systems, and altering DNA to resist disease and aging. Working with your soul group cultivates fellowship, the awe-inspiring cooperation among all souls. You no longer hold yourself separate from the world, but remain open to mutual influence with everyone, whether close or distant, friend or foe, physical or non-physical. Fellowship means understanding how others' growth facilitates your own and how your clarity helps them. In the intuition age, we've expanded our identity beyond what we thought possible. Our common knowledge includes new dimensions, higher frequency bands of awareness. We understand both outer and inner space as intimately connected, not separate. Previously separate disciplines have merged to become more effective. We've mastered what were once considered paranormal skills: telepathy, teleportation, clairvoyance, psychokinesis, and spiritual healing. When faced with troubling news about politics, economics, and environmental concerns, we must distinguish between two perspectives. The mind's view seeks complexity, focuses on problems, and makes the world's chaos seem hopeless and overwhelming. The soul's view, conversely, seeks simplicity, unity, and compassion. It sees terrible situations not as problems, but cycles of transformation. As John Denver said, "If not me, who then will lead?" We are creating ourselves anew right now, helping the collective by keeping our personal fields vibrating at high frequencies while seeing others as part of ourselves. The collective helps us in return. We're growing in such an amazing way that we may one day become the consciousness of humanity or even the universe as a whole.